It's a delight to be here and an honor to be here to speak to you today.
很荣幸也很高兴今天跟大家传讲神的话。
And especially on the great subject of the holiness of God.
特别是要传讲神的圣洁的主题。
So please turn in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10.
好，请翻到箴言第九章第十节。敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Now in the first session today,
今天我们的讲的第一堂课，
it was my happy task to speak to you on the name of God.
我很高兴跟大家传讲了神的名。
That name of God is found in the first half of this verse.
神的名就是在这段经文的前半部找到了。
It's the name we pronounce in English, Jehovah or Yahweh.
就是耶和华之名。
Jehovah is the personal name of God.
耶和华是神的个人的名称。
And as the personal name of God,
身为他个人之名。
It's the name he takes when he enters into personal relationships with us.
当他跟人建立关系的时候，他就使用这个耶和华的名字。
When he draws near to us,
当他与人亲近，
when he makes covenant commitments to us,
当他与人立约，
Yahweh stresses the nearness and intimacy of God to our lives.
耶和华这个名字就强调了他与人的亲近跟人的亲密的关系。
So Yahweh stresses the divine immanence or nearness of God to us.
所以耶和华强调的是神的灵在，神的同在，神的亲近。
But there is a second name for God in this text.
但是还有，在这段经文里头还有神的第二个名字。
And it stresses the opposite aspect of God.
它强调的是相反的，不是亲近。
It stresses the transcendence of God.
强调的是神的超越性。
God's transcendence refers to the opposite of immanence.
好，神的超越性跟神的亲近性是相反的。
Transcendence speaks not of how near God is.
神的超越讲的不是神跟我们何等亲近亲密。
But how distant he is.
而是神是何等遥远，高高在上啊。
How different he is.
神跟人是何等的不同。
How far away from us he is.
何等的遥远，高不可攀啊。
Now, the normal name for God in Proverbs,
在箴言里头用的一般的名字呢，神的名字
is Yahweh,
是耶和华。
The name that stresses God's nearness to us,
强调的是神与人的亲密。
But here we have in the second half of this verse,
好，在这一段经文的后半段，
something unusual in the book of Proverbs,
我们在箴言里头看到有不寻常的名字。
A name for God that stresses his difference from us.
这里讲到神的名字是神跟人是何等的遥远，何等的不同啊。
A word that stresses how far away from us he is.
讲到上帝是何等的高高在上，遥远。
God is called the Holy One.
这里神的名字称之为至圣者。
And this makes the occurrence of this name a very unusual.
所以这个名字在这里出现是不寻常的。
So the name for God used in the second half of our verse,
在这个后半段使用的名字，神的名字，至圣者。
The Holy One,
至圣者，
is very striking and significant.
是非常的有重要性，是非常的特殊的，独特的，突出的。
And so we're going to use this verse.
所以我们要用这段经文
to guide us into a discussion of the holiness of God.
帮助我们来了解神的圣洁。
And I want to open up to you the holiness of God in this session in 4 points.
好，我要来讨论这个神的圣洁的主题，在四个重点之下。
Its root meaning.
第一是它的根本的意思。
Its striking emphasis.
它突出的重点。
Its dual significance.
它双重的意义。
And its practical value.
和它实际的价值。
So first of all, consider the root meaning of holiness.
首先我们要看看神的圣洁，它根本的最基本的意思是什么。
Now, why do I say that the name, the Holy One,
为什么说这个名字啊，至圣者，
stresses the divine transcendence.
强调神的超越性。
As the Hebrew dictionary will tell you,
正如希伯来的字典会告诉我们呢。
Both the derivation,
它的来源，这个字根呢。
Where the word comes from,
就这个字的来源。
And the usage of this word,
和这个字的用法。
Show that the basic meaning of this root word,
都表明了这个字的基本的意思。
Is separateness,
意思是分别为圣。
Apartness,
是分开来，不同。
Set apartness,
是高不可攀的，完全不同的意思。
To be holy,
圣洁的意思。
Is to be set apart,
就是分别的意思。
And so when applied to God,
所以当这个字用在神的身上的时候，
it designates God as the set apart one.
这就表示神是那高不可攀的那一位，
the separate one.
那分别为圣的那一位，
and therefore the different one.
所以是一位不同于人的那一位，
the distant one.
那遥远的那位，
the God who is remote from us.
那遥不可及的一位神。
And this all stresses God's transcendence.
这一切都在强调神的与人的不同，他的超越性。
I want you to look at several texts,
我们要看几段经文，
which illustrate the root meaning of holiness,
把神的圣洁说明白了，
and show that it means set apartness.
这几段经文呢，把神的分别为圣都表明出来了。
First of all,
首先呢，
The Holy of Holies is called that,
至圣所啊，就称之为至圣所。
Because it was set apart from common use.
因为至圣所不是可以普通用的，可以随便用的。
It was only entered once a year.
是一年一度可以进去。
Only by the high priest.
唯有借着大祭司。
And only with blood sacrifice.
借着羔羊的血，牲畜的血才能进到至圣所里面去。
And we have a reference to it in Daniel 9:24.
在但以理书九章二十四节有一段经文讲到啊，至圣。
The very last phrase of the verse.
最后一段啊，讲的至圣者或是至圣所是分别为圣的。哦，为你本国之民和你圣城已经定了七十个期，要止住罪过，叫洁净罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，并高至圣者或是至圣所，分别为圣的地方。
And so when something is holy, it is set apart.
所以一个圣洁的地方就是跟平常的用途分开来的。
And so when something belongs especially to God,
特别是属于神的东西，
it is set apart to him.
是他分别为圣的，专属神所用的。
It is holy.
这是圣洁的。
And you can see this in Numbers 16:3 and 5.
在民数记十六章三到四节也讲到，好，聚集攻击摩西亚伦说，你们擅自专权，全会众各个既是圣洁，耶和华也在他们中间，你们为什么自高超过耶和华的会众呢？第五节，摩西对可拉和他一党人说，到了早晨耶和华必指示谁是属他的，谁是圣洁的，就叫谁亲近他，他所拣选的是谁，必叫谁亲近他。
Do you see the parallel phrases in verse 5?
你看到这个平行的这两个词吗？
Tomorrow morning the Lord will show,
明天早晨耶和华必要指示，
who is his,
谁是属他的，
and who is holy,
谁是圣洁的，平行的。
The one who belongs especially to God,
这特别属神的人，
is holy,
就是圣洁的。
And the holy one,
那个圣洁的，
is the one who belongs especially to God.
就是特别属神的人，他所分别为圣的人。
Who is set apart to God.
就是他所分别为圣的。
This is also illustrated from Israel.
这也是从以色列中可以看到的。
Israel was a holy nation.
以色列是一个圣洁的国度。
It was holy in a way that other nations were not.
别的国度不像以色列一样是圣洁的。
Because they belonged to God in a way other nations did not.
因为以色列是属神的，而其他外邦的国度不是属神的。
Leviticus 20:26.
所以在利未记二十章二十六节，你们要归我为圣，因为我耶和华是圣的，并且叫你们与万民有分别，使你们做我的民，是属我的。
Exodus 19:5-6.
出埃及十九章第五到第六节。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
You shall be my own possession among all the peoples.
好，因为在全地啊，单单只有你们是在万民中做属我的子民。
And what does that mean?
什么意思？
You will be a holy nation.
你们就是一个圣洁的国度。
So that's the root meaning of the word holiness.
这就是圣洁的这个字根，它的字源的意思，原本的意思。
It refers to God's set apartness.
这讲到是神的分别为圣。
And to things that are set apart to God.
和属神的东西也是圣洁的，神所专用的也是圣洁的。
But now the second place.
好，第二个地方呢？
I want you to notice the striking emphasis of our text.
好，这段经文所强调的重点是什么？
There's something unusual about the use of the term holy in our text.
好，在这段经文里头啊，讲到至圣者这个词的时候与众不同。
And it strikingly emphasizes the holiness of God.
它强调了神的圣洁。
The Hebrew word for holy here is plural.
这个希伯来字啊，至圣者在原文是复数的。
The text literally reads,
这个原文呢，本来的意思是
the knowledge of the holies is understanding.
注意到那个复数啊，认识至圣者，这个至圣者是复数，形容词的复数，认识至圣者便是聪明。
And this is impressive.
这是非常叫人印象深刻的。
Why is God called the holies?
为什么我们称神为至圣者复数啊？
Why is God referred to in the plural?
为什么是复数呢？
Well, the plural of the adjective holy is used.
这个形容词的复数在这里用到啊。
Only four times in the Old Testament to refer to God.
在旧约圣经里头只提到了四次，这四次讲的都是这位神。
Four times in the Old Testament, God is called the holies.
四次在旧约圣经里头，神称之为至圣者复数啊，就是形容词的复数，圣洁形容词复数。
The one time is Proverbs 9:10.
啊，第一次呢是在箴言九章十节。
The other three times you see before you.
另外三次你就可以看到在约书亚、箴言还有何西阿。我们分别来读二十四章十九节，一起读。耶稣雅对百姓说，你们不能侍奉耶和华，因为他是圣洁的神，是祭邪的神，必不赦免你们的过犯罪恶。圣洁的神是复数。好，箴言三十章第三节，我没有学好智慧，也不认识至圣者，至圣者也是形容词的复数。何西阿书十一章二十二节，以法莲用谎话，以色列家用诡计围绕我，犹大却靠神掌权，向圣者有忠心，圣者又是复数。
So Joshua says he is holies.
约书亚说他是圣洁的，形容词复数啊。
And Proverbs 33 refers to the knowledge of the holies.
箴言三十三节讲到认识至圣者的知识。
And Hosea 11:12,
何西阿书十一章十二节
refers to the holies who is faithful.
想象圣者又是复数，形容词复数有忠心。
But let's talk about this plural.
让我们讲讲这个复数啊，是什么意思？
Why is God referred to in the plural?
为什么这里要提到神是复数呢？
The most fundamental conviction of Israel.
以色列人对神的最
The most fundamental belief of Judaism.
就是犹太教最基本的信仰就是
Hear, O Israel.
听啊，以色列人。
The Lord is our God.
主是我们的神，耶和华。
The Lord is one.
只有一位神。
So why is God here referred to as the holies, plural?
为什么这里讲到他是那复数的圣洁的？
Not because he is more than one God.
不是因为有很多神啊。
This is what the Hebrew, the what theologians called the plural of intensity.
哦，这里呢是神学家称之为，就是希伯来文的专家称之为就是加强语气的希伯来文，加强语气。
It is translated sometimes most holy.
有时候翻译成至圣。
One interpreter translates it this way.
有一个翻译的人是这么翻的。
Him who is absolutely holy.
那一位绝对圣洁者。
And one interpreter refers to Isaiah 6, 1 to 7.
还有一个解经家呢，把它跟以赛亚书第六章一到七节挂上钩。
Where the one true God of Israel.
就是那一位以色列的独一的真神。
Is described by the seraphim around his throne.
他四周围有那些撒拉佛在敬拜他。
As holy, holy, holy.
好，撒拉佛天使长称他为圣哉。第三节，彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉。”
God is the intensively holy one.
神是那一位绝对圣洁的。
God is the absolutely holy one.
神是那一位极其圣洁的。
He is the most holy one.
他是那至圣者。
He is the one who is utterly separate from us.
他是与世人截然不同的。
But in what sense?
他怎么不同呢？
Is God different from us?
神怎么跟人类受造的人不同呢？
Separate from us.
怎么跟人分别为圣呢？
Different from us.
怎么跟世人有所分别呢？
Well, that question brings us to our third point.
好，这个问题把我们带到下一个问题。
What I've called the dual significance of God's holiness.
我称之为神的圣洁的双重的意义。
When we say that God is separate from us,
当我们说神与人是完全截然不同的时候，
or transcendent,
或是他是超越人类的，
this transcendence or separateness takes two forms.
这个不同呢，有两种形式的不同。
There are two ways in which God is utterly different from us.
换言之呢，在两个方面，神与人截然不同。
God is transcendent morally.
好，首先呢，神在道德上是超越的。
He is set apart in his purity.
他的纯洁是与人完全不一样，高不可攀的。
The human race is sinful.
人类是有罪孽的。
Sin is so common to us.
罪对人来说是家常便饭。
So much a part of our lives.
我们如鱼得水在罪中。
That we hardly see it anymore.
所以我们在罪中却完全不感觉到，不自觉了。
Something has to be really bad for us to notice its badness.
所以当那个人坏透了，我们才看到他不好，他有罪。
But God is not like that.
但神并非如此。
He is utterly separate from us in his purity.
他的纯洁与人类是完全不一样的。
He is the God whose eyes are too pure.
他的眼目清洁。
To behold iniquity.
他不能容忍邪恶邪僻。
Habakkuk 1:13.
我们大家一起来读哈巴谷书一章四三节。你的眼目清洁。不看邪僻，不看奸恶，行诡诈的，你为何看着不理呢？恶人吞灭比自己公义的人，你为何静默不语呢？
And two of the other three uses of holies to refer to God in the Old Testament.
好，在旧约圣经里一共有四次，其他的另外两次呢，讲到神的圣洁的复数，讲的是
Stress is moral transcendence.
他强调的就是这个神道德上的超越，他的纯洁。
Stress is ethical holiness.
讲到他的道德伦理上的与人不同的地方。
Joshua 24:19.
我们再看约书亚书24:19。约书亚对百姓说：“你们不能侍奉耶和华，因为他是圣洁的神，是祭邪的神，必不赦免你们的过犯罪恶。”
What does it mean that he is a holy God?
他是圣洁的神，什么意思呢？
It means that he is a jealous God.
因为他是一位祭邪的神。
A God who is jealous for his prerogatives.
因为他的属性，他与人不同，他分别为圣。 他是忌邪的。
Jealous for his worship.
他不允许其他的神，他是独一的。
Jealous for his own prerogatives.
他为他自己的属性而大发热心。
He is a holy God.
他是一位圣洁的神。
He is a jealous God.
他是一位忌邪的神。
And he is a God who will not forgive your transgression and sin.
他是一位不会原谅人的任何罪过的，他必须要讨罪的神。
And this dimension of God's holiness is also stressed in Hosea 11:12.
在何西亚十一章十二节，在这个方面道德上的圣洁也强调了。我们再来读，以法莲用谎话，以色列家用诡计围绕我，犹大却靠神掌权，向圣者有忠心。
Ephraim is a liar.
以法莲是骗子。
The house of Israel is full of deceit.
以色列家充满了谎言、诡计。
Judah is unruly and unfaithful.
犹大向神也是不诚实。
But God is not like that.
但神并非如此。
He is the holies.
他是那一位圣洁者、至圣者。
He is the God who is faithful.
他是那一位信实的神。
He is the God of truth.
他是那位真实的神。
He is the God who knows not how to lie.
他是那位不能撒谎的神。
He is utterly different from Israel, Judah, and Ephraim.
他与以法莲、以色列家跟犹大完全不同，截然不同，完全超越他们。他是圣洁的，道德上圣洁。
So there is God's moral holiness.
这里讲到神的道德上的圣洁。
But there is also God's essential holiness.
这里讲到神本质上的超越。
He is transcendent in his being.
他本身就是超越万有的。
He's not only set apart from us in his purity.
他不仅仅他的道德上是纯洁的。
He's set apart from us in his infinity.
但是在他的永恒里，他的本质上就与世人截然不同，高不可攀，遥不可及。
He is the high and exalted one.
他是那至高者。
Who lives forever.
他永远活着。
Whose name is holy.
他的名为至圣者。
Isaiah 57:15.
以赛亚书五七章十五节，因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说：我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑人的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
And one of the other places where God is called the holies in the Old Testament.
好，在另外一段经文，神称之为至圣者。另外一段经文呢
？Emphasizes God's essential holiness.
强调的是神本身的圣洁，本身的超越，与众不同。
His infinite transcendence.
他的永恒的超越性。
And this is Proverbs 30:3-4.
这是箴言三十章三到四节啊。我没有学好智慧，也不认识至圣者。谁升天又降下来？谁飓风在掌握中？谁包水在衣服里？谁立定地的四极？他名字叫什么？他儿子名叫什么？你知道吗？
We are small.
我们非常渺小。
And we are limited.
我们是有限的。
And there are many things we don't know.
有很多事情我们不知道。
God is not like that.
但神并非如此。
God is not limited.
神并非有限。
There is nothing that God does not know.
神是无所不知的。
There is nothing that God cannot do.
他是无所不能的。
He is the creator.
他是创造万有的。
He is the holies.
他是那至圣者。
Oh,One Bible encyclopedia confirms this.
有一个圣经的百科全书呢，也确定了这一点。
Here's how it refers to God's holiness or transcendence.
哦，它称神的圣洁是这么说的啊。
The term implies separation from all that is unworthy.
这个词“神是圣洁的”，就是它与凡是不没有价值的分别为圣。
And unrighteous.
一切不义的
，and carries also the connotation of power.
而且它有一个意思，就是它有权柄
，distance from man and the world.
它与世界跟人类都是超越的。
And in a certain sense, aloofness and inaccessibility.
从一个角度，它也是那遥不可及、高不可攀的，它是高高在上的那一位至圣者。
So God is separate from us in His essential being.
所以神在他的本质上，神性与人是完全分别的。
He is transcendent.
他是超越的。
Infinite.
他是永恒的。
Unlimited.
无限的。
Mysterious.
他是神秘的。
He is the Holy God.
他是那位圣洁的上帝。
But God is also set apart from us morally.
不但如此，他在道德上也与人类完全截然不同。
He is the God who is spotlessly pure.
他是完全无瑕疵、无斑点、完全纯洁的。
Indeed, He is the source of all moral purity.
他是道德的纯洁的根源呐。
God's own nature,
神的本性,
is the very standard of what it means to be good and righteous and holy.
神的本性就是一切公义圣洁的标准。
This is what the Bible means by the holiness of God.
这就是圣经圣洁的意思。
Now, what is the practical value of all this to us?
好，我们讲了这么多有关神的圣洁，跟我们有什么实际切身的关系呢？
What does it teach us about God?
这教导我们什么有关神的真理呢？
And what does it teach us about ourselves?
也教我们哪一些有关我们自己的真理呢？
Proverbs 9:10 says, you remember.
好，记得箴言九章十节怎么说的？
The knowledge of the holies is understanding.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
And the knowledge of the holies gives us a right understanding of God.
所以认识了至圣者呢，使我们能够对神有正确的理解。
And a right understanding of ourselves.
也可以对自己有正确的理解。
And so let's think first of all about how this gives us a right understanding of God.
好，首先我们看看呢，这。认识了他圣洁，怎么能够正确的理解神？
We understand, first of all, that God as holy is infinitely worthy of our worship.
他是这位圣洁的神，因此他无限的配得我们的敬拜赞美，把最高的荣耀归给他。
We are not worthy of our own worship.
我们不配得到任何的敬拜尊崇。
No other human being is worthy of our worship.
没有任何的一个人类配得我们的敬拜。
Only the holy God is worthy of worship.
唯独这位圣洁的上帝配得我们的敬拜爱戴。
There's a song that goes like this.
有一首诗歌这么说。
The splendor of the king.
荣美之王。
Clothed in majesty.
披戴威严。
Let all the earth rejoice.
全地都要欢呼。
It is his splendor of holiness that makes him worthy of worship.
是他的威严的圣洁配得敬拜。
An older hymn goes like this.
还有另外一首诗歌这么说。
Great God, how infinite art thou.
哦，神啊，你是何等的伟大无限。
How poor and weak are we.
而我们却是何其的软弱贫乏。
Let the whole race of creatures bow.
让受造之人俯伏敬拜。
And pay their praise to thee.
将尊荣全部都归给你。
Why do you come to church?
你为什么要来教会?
To see each other.
彼此见见面，打个招呼，寒寒暄。
To see your pastor.
看看传道人。
This is not the reason to come to church.
这不是我们来教会的原因。
And this is what you are not what you're to do in church.
我们教会不应当这样做。
Worship is for the holy God.
我们来敬拜这一位圣洁的上帝。
A second thing.
好，第二个，它的实际价值有什么呢？
We understand that because God is holy in the ways we have seen.
好，我们了解了神是圣洁的。
That God's ways are mysterious and incomprehensible.
他的作为是神秘的，是超越人所能理解的。
To finite creatures like ourselves.
像我们这些有限的人不能完全了解他。
We must appreciate this.
我们必须要欣赏到，理解到。
You think you understand God's ways?
你认为你明白神的作为吗？
You think that you have God figured out?
你认为你把神全部都理清楚了吗？
You've got God in your little box?
你把神放在一个小小的盒子里。
You know what God will do and what he won't do?
你把神放在你小小脑袋瓜里头， 你认为神会这么做， 那么做， 你都知道神怎么做吗？
You understand nothing about God.
其实你根本不认识神。
God is the holy.
神是那位圣者，至圣者。
He's the utterly separate one.
他完全与人不同。
There's only one way that we can understand who God is.
我们只有一条路，一条途径能认识神是谁。
What he will do.
明白他的作为。
What he will never do.
明白他不会做什么。
And it is only in the Word of God.
唯有借着神的话语，圣经才能够明白认识他。
All we know about God.
我们能够认识神的。
Is what God has told us in the Bible.
他已经借着圣经启示我们。
And God is not in any box that we can make.
神不是局限于我们自己的小小的脑袋瓜里面，我们的形式，我们的概念当中，不。
He is the holy God.
他是那位圣洁的神，超越的神。
A third thing we understand about God.
好，第三件事情我们要理解神的。
We understand that God is infinitely transcendent and perfectly pure.
我们了解神是那。 无限的圣洁，无限的超越，无限的纯洁的。
And because he is like that, he's not subject to being evaluated by us.
因此，不是人能够估价他，人能够评价他的。
We are not God's judges.
我们不能论断神，审判神。
He is our judge.
他乃是我们的审判者。
The judge of all the earth will do right.
审判全地的主岂能行不义呢？
And whatever he does is right.
他所做的一切都尽善尽美。
We are in no position to stand in judgment of God or what he does.
我们不能爬到神上面来论断他做的对还是错。
The holy ways of God are beyond our inspection.
神的圣洁的作为超越我们所能够监察的。
We are not meant to evaluate God.
我们不能论断神的作为。
We are meant to worship him.
我们只能敬拜他。
A fourth thing we understand about God.
好，第四件有关神的，他的价值。
We understand that God is the infinitely transcendent and pure one.
我们知道神是那位永恒的、超越的、圣洁的那一位圣洁的神。
Must and will always seek his own glory.
他必须，而且他总是要把荣耀归于他自己。
In all that he purposes and all that he does.
他所做的一切事情都是为了荣耀他自己，按着他旨意所喜悦的。
Have you ever thought about this?
你有没有想过这一点？
How does God tell us to live?
神叫我们怎么生活？
Whatever you do.
你做的一切事。
Whether you eat or drink.
或吃或喝，
do all to the glory of God.
无论做什么都要荣耀神，为荣耀神而做。
And why should we live to the glory of God?
为什么我们要荣耀他呢？
Because he is God.
因为他是神。
He is the Holy One.
他是那位至圣者。
Because his glory is the highest good and value.
因为他的荣耀是对我们最好的，有最高的价值。
But then, what purposes should God live for?
那神的目的，他存在的目的是为什么呢？
Can God pursue any purpose that is unworthy?
神是否能够追求那些不配的、没有价值的目的？
Can he therefore have a different purpose than the one he has given us?
他是否能够为自己定一个与他给我们不同的目的？
If God is infinitely holy and glorious,
如果神是无限的圣洁、无限的超越，
then the great purpose he must seek in everything he does,
那么他所做的一切事情的目的，
is his own glory,
就是他自己的荣耀。
If he creates the world,
如果他创造世界，
it is for his own glory,
是为了他的荣耀。
If he saves us,
如果他拯救我们，
it is for his own glory,
也是为了他自己的荣耀。
Because he is the holy God.
因为他是这位圣洁的神。
And this is why Paul reveled in this.
所以保罗因此欢喜快乐。
In his great doxology.
在他的颂赞词中。
In Romans 11:36.
在罗马书第十一章三十六节，他说。
Of him. And through him.
靠着他。
And to him.
归于他。
Are all things.
万有都本于他，靠着他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他。
To whom be glory forever.
愿荣耀永远归给他。
And there's a fifth thing we understand about God.
还有第五件事情，我们了解神的。
We understand this great fact.
我们了解这件事。
That because God is infinitely holy.
因为神是无限的圣洁。
And therefore perfectly pure from a moral standpoint.
所以从道德的角度来看，他也是完全的纯洁的，无瑕疵的。
That there is nothing about him. Which will ever disappoint us.
所以他所做的一切都不会叫我们失望。
We are all hero worshippers.
我们都喜欢英雄崇拜。
But we realize that all our human heroes have clay feet.
但我们知道所有我们所崇拜这些偶像啊，都是有亏欠的，有缺陷的，都是有泥巴脚的人啊。
Every one of our political heroes
所有我们的政治领袖
has things that disappoint us.
都有一些叫我们失望的地方。
Every one of our sports heroes
所有的运动明星啊
are disappointing.
也是叫人失望。
Even our human spiritual leaders
甚至我们属灵的领袖教会领袖啊
are but men at best.
也不过是人当中最好的人马马虎虎而已。
And when we give our hearts to them,
当我们把我们的心给这些人的时候
and we try to worship them,
我们敬拜他们崇拜他们的时候跟随他们的时候
we are always disappointed.
我们总是最终会失望。
But you may give your heart to God.
但是你可以把你的心给上帝。
And you may give your life to God.
把你的生命奉献给他。
And you may worship God with your whole being.
你可以全心全意地敬拜他。
And you will never find anything to disappoint you in him.
你不会在他里面找到任何叫你失望的。
Because he is the holy God.
因为他是这位圣洁、全然圣洁的神。
But we not only find an understanding of God in our text, but we find an understanding of ourselves.
我们不仅仅明白了神，而且我们也明白自己，正确的理解自己。
What do we discover about ourselves?
我们怎么发现什么呢？发现自己。
We've discovered the standard by which God will judge us.
我们发现神要审判我们的标准。
God will not judge us by human standards.
神不用人的标准来审判我们。
By the low standards of our loose society.
不是我们这个松垮的这个社会的道德标准用此来审判我们，不。
God will judge us by the only standard that is worthy.
神会用那唯一配的标准，至高的标准。
By the only standard that is just.
那唯一公义的标准。
He will judge us by the standard of his own perfect holiness and purity.
他会以他那完全的圣洁公义的标准来审判人类。
We are all liable to excuse ourselves.
我们人呢都有为自己找借口推脱责任的倾向。
We feel qualified to complain against God's providence.
我们觉得我们够资格能够埋怨神这个做的不对，这个环境不对，神的安排他的护理不对。
But when we do this,
但是当我们论断神的时候，埋怨的时候
，we have no right conception of who God is.
我们就对神没有正确的认识了。
Or who we are.
我们也没有对自己没有正确的认识。
In comparison to his infinite holiness.
就是我们跟神相比，他那无限的圣洁相比，我们不认识自己，到底我们算老几啊？
When we see who he is in his perfect holiness.
当我们认识到，看到他是何等的圣洁。
Then and only then can we have a right view.
那时我们才能够正确的认识。
Of the vileness of our sins.
我们的罪孽是何等的肮脏、污秽、卑鄙、无耻。
And what they deserve by way of punishment.
我们因此也配受何等大的审判。
But there's a second thing we learn about ourselves.
好，还有第二件事情，我们学到自己。
When this high and holy God of perfect purity,
当这位至高的、完全的、圣洁的神
describes Jesus Christ as His beloved Son,
当他形容耶稣基督是他的爱子、独生爱子。
We understand how spotlessly glorious is the Savior of men.
我们就明白人类的救主是何等的荣耀的圣洁，毫无瑕疵。
Think of it.
想一想。
Here's the God whose eyes are too holy to behold iniquity.
这是一位那眼目清洁不能看邪僻的上帝。
Here's the God of perfect and infinite knowledge.
这是一位无所不知的圣洁的神。
Here is the God who marks every deviation from His holy law.
这是一位看到人类一切触犯他律法的，他都看清的神。
And yet He says of Jesus.
但是他说耶稣基督。
Seeing His actions.
看他的行为。
Seeing all His words.
看他的言语。
Seeing into the depths of his soul.
看他内心的深处。
This is my beloved son.
他说，这是我的爱子。
In whom I am well pleased.
我所喜悦的。
By the standard of infinite holiness.
借着那无限的圣洁的标准。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
Is holy.
是完全圣洁。
Harmless.
无斑点。
And undefiled.
没有玷污的。
It is only through Jesus Christ then.
唯有借着耶稣基督因此。
It is only in Jesus Christ.
唯有在耶稣基督里。
That there is a righteousness that satisfies the infinite standards of God's holiness.
唯有在基督里才有那义，那完全的公义，能够满足上帝那全然超越的圣洁的高标准。
It is through Jesus Christ then.
唯有借着耶稣基督。
And only through him.
唯独借着他。
That we can draw near to God and be saved.
我们才能够与父神亲近，才能得拯救。
And finally.
最后。
We understand what a great privilege has been purchased for us through Jesus Christ.
我们明白借着耶稣基督，他为我们赎买了何等大的特权呢？
The Bible teaches that Jesus Christ is not only our righteousness.
圣经教导我们，耶稣基督不仅是我们的公义，
but also our holiness.
也是我们的圣洁。
Yes, He is our holiness in this sense.
是的，在这个角度，他是我们的圣洁。
That when we are saved,
当我们得救了，
He begins to work in us,
他就开始在我们心中动善工，
a new holy heart,
给我们一个新的圣洁的心，
and a new holy lifestyle,
给我们一个圣洁的生活方式。
This is wonderful,
这是美好的，太好了。
It's an essential part of being a Christian,
这是基督徒的必须的一部分。
But this holiness is not perfect,
但这个圣洁不是完全的。
It falls far short of what it should be.
远远亏欠神的荣耀，远远亏欠神的标准。
Every Christian recognizes this.
每个基督徒都知道自己不够圣洁。
And this holiness that the Holy Spirit works in us.
好，这个圣灵在我们心中动工的这个神圣的圣洁。
Is not a holiness that qualifies us for God's presence.
这个圣洁不足以使我们够资格来到圣洁的上帝的面前。
The only holiness that qualifies us for God's presence.
那唯独使我们能够在神面前站立得住的那个圣洁。
Is the holiness of Christ Himself.
乃是基督自己的圣洁加在我们身上。
This is why Paul says.
所以保罗说，使徒说。
He has made for us holiness.
他成了我们的圣洁。
The New Testament teaches.
新约教导我们。
That Christians may come,
基督徒可以来到神面前，
into the most holy place,
进到那至圣所，
that Christians may go,
基督徒可以去，
into the holiest of all,
去到那至圣的所在， 神的同在。
They may go into that place that was typified by the Holy of Holies in the Old Testament.
他们可以来到旧约那个圣所当中的最里面那个至圣所那个象征。
They may go by faith into the temple of God in heaven.
他们可以凭着信心来到天上的至圣所，天上的圣殿。
They may stand before the throne of God in heaven.
他们可以站在神的宝座前。
And they may stand there and pray and be accepted.
他们可以站在神的面前祷告，而且蒙神悦纳。
But how can this be?
但这怎么可能呢？
What holiness makes us able to go in the presence of this holy God?
我们有什么圣洁，好叫我们够资格能够进到这位至圣的上帝的至圣所里，圣洁的神面前呢？
Only the holiness of Christ Himself.
唯独基督的圣洁，他的圣洁。
Oh, dear friend.
亲爱的朋友。
This is the way back to God.
这是回归神的道路。
The only way back to God.
回归神唯一的道路。
The only way back into His presence.
唯一的回到神面前的道路。
Is the way sprinkled with the holy blood of Jesus Christ.
是借着耶稣的血所洒的道路。
The only way to be accepted by God.
这唯一能够蒙神悦纳的道路。
Is to take Christ as your righteousness.
是接纳基督成为我们的义。
Take Christ as your holiness.
接纳基督成为我们的圣洁。
Take Christ as your ransom and redemption.
接纳基督做我们的赎价，他是我们的代罪羔羊。
Only He satisfies.
唯有他能够满足。
The demands of the holy God.
那位公义的上帝的
圣洁的
要求。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we're so grateful.
天父，我们何等感恩。
That you ever allowed us to know.
你允许我们明白。
The name of your holy son.
你儿子的圣洁之子的名。
We embrace him.
我们拥抱他。
We take him as our savior.
我们接纳他做我们的救主。
We rejoice that you said of him.
我们欢喜快乐。
This is my beloved son.
你说他是我的爱子。
In whom I am well pleased.
我喜悦他，完全喜悦我的爱子。
O glorious Holy Christ.
哦，圣洁的，荣耀的基督。
We worship you.
我们敬拜你。
We bless you.
我们赞美你。
And to you alone we sing.
我们把一切的歌颂都归给你。
And Holy Father,
圣父啊，
Only in His name do we come before you.
唯有借着圣子的名，我们来到你面前。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名。
please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.